Hey guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't just talk about what happens to you, we talk about how you make sense of it. Because the truth is, not all battles are physical. Some happen in your mind, in your identity, in the way you interpret pain or purpose or even reality itself. Not every story wraps up clean. Sometimes you're left wrestling with what's true, what's belief, and what actually means to be understood. And even in that, God is still present. So if you've ever questioned your own thoughts or your purpose or what you've been through, this conversation is going to make you think twice. And today's guest is Barry Deeks, a man whose story lives somewhere between suffering, belief, and meaning. I'm excited to have him in the hot seat today. Barry, I start everybody in the same hot seat. And my thing is, give us your elevator pitch. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what makes you special.
I write lots of books. Well, I've written six and have them published. There are another four that I didn't have published. The ones I published were Don't Fear AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, which is good, and Conspiracy Theories and the Reasons for Them. I'll go into that in a bit more depth in a bit. A science fiction book, The Controversial Reality, an early version of my autobiography, and the autobiography that's on Wattpad.
Okay.
Do you want to go into about the conspiracy theories?
You wrote a conspiracy theory book, and
Yeah.
yeah, are you a conspiracy theorist or are you busting the myth of conspiracy theories? Do you find them to be true?
I find a lot of conspiracy theories to be hype, like the chaos in the world. Up until a couple of years ago, it was hyped up. There was, for example, 100 years ago, you were very much more likely to be killed or hurt, or you're much more likely to die. The number of people in absolute poverty has been halved since the turn of the century. And things like there's much more food in the world than there has been before, because of genetic engineering.
No, they've done a lot with progress. And, I agree with you that, I mean, as far as technology and the things they've done, that we've progressed pretty far. So that's interesting. You're a busy writer. I want to talk about your origin story, what you got, how'd you get into writing? Or maybe we start back at, I read your bio, like, let's start at your accident because I think that sets you up for writing the books.
Yeah. Well, even before the books, my so-called guardian angels prompted me to write books. And they never told me exactly what to put in it. They didn't even say you should write an autobiography. But some people seemed very interested in my story. That prompted me to write about it. I had a pretty wild and full life. I felt that I had a lot to share. Also, I've written about other things like climate change. Did you know that the seas have risen about 1 millimeter a decade for the past few decades? Hardly an urgency. And the polar bears aren't going extinct. The polar ice caps are fine.
The ice.
Yeah. The seas have been rising for 20,000 years. It's slowed down dramatically in the last 8,000 years.
Interesting. How has writing been like You said it was your lifeline.
Just a minute, please.
Of course.
Don't know how to answer that one.
Okay, that's totally fine. So you went through you had a terrible accident. You are, you go through this big recovery, losing your voice in one way, finding your voice in writing in another way. I think that's incredible. How did your thinking begin to shift during your recovery?
Well, that my opinion didn't shift much, but I became a lot stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you
Yeah.
say stronger, like how would you explain that to someone listening? Because you've had quite an experience.
Think pain often makes people stronger.
Yeah. I very much agree with that. How have people responded to your way of thinking and your expression in the books and your beliefs and your values?
Well, I'm quite a, I suppose, eccentric individual, and that's always hard to come to terms with, to encounter. So
For
I
people,
suppose.
you're saying that they find you being eccentric is hard for them to come to terms with?
Yeah, very hard. Some people more than others.
Yeah.
But I think they accept that greatness comes from difference. I think they understand better.
Yeah. No, you have had an incredible journey because even one part of your bio, you're talking about being in prison, being in psychiatric hospitals, this accident. I mean, you have been through so many tremendous things. Do you think that all of this experience, has kind of softened your certainty on life?
No, it's only strengthened my resolve
Yeah.
to help mankind.
Yeah. What are you working on now? Because obviously you're doing great. You're sharing your story, you're writing books, you're putting things out there. What's your next big goal?
To continue podcasting, and also to not run, but walk the Chester 5K. In near the race course.
Nice. Nice.
I say walk rather than run because my accident has left me disabled, and I am actually capable of running,
Nice.
but it's difficult for me.
Yeah. And the resolve that's been built in you is that you try it anyway. I think that's incredible. Do you
Yeah.
feel a responsibility to help people?
Yeah, certainly. I think I am to become humanity's rock.
Yeah. And what does that look like for you? You're humanity's rock. What do you want people when they hear your story, or like what is the story you share with people to help them just come to you as that sense, as a beacon, as that safety, as being grounded.
Well, in this state of limited consciousness, I can't really feel much, but I do have prophetic feelings. That when I spoke of traveling through the astral plane, watching time unfold beneath me, and many things that I've seen forthcoming, I like to to show those things to humanity. I saw some people may consider it a hoax, but I saw the advent of COVID 23 years before it happened.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And they knew I'd be in a place for safety in a hospital, and I was hospitalized a month before lockdown
Yeah.
in Britain.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people do kind of believe it was a hoax because they talked about this being something that they were going to put out, at some point. So I think they kind of hinted to it a long time ago. Just nobody really realized the scope of what the plan was, What does your everyday life look like now for you? Like you've come through some really rough stuff.
I like to go to the gym,
Okay.
and play cards with my carers. I have two carers with me constantly, both in the morning and both at night.
Nice.
I've actually been to the gym today. I've been trying to walk 5 kilometers on the treadmill. I walked 5 kilometers on Saturday. Didn't get to go Sunday because it was closed.
Yeah.
And I walked again for about up to about 15 minutes on the treadmill today.
Nice.
But I'm just getting into it really.
Yeah. No, that's really awesome. What part of your experience in life and all the crazy adventurous things that you've done, which has brought the biggest lesson to you?
So many things. I suppose one would be just watch out for lorries.
Watch out for lorries.
Yeah,
What is
they can be
that?
hurtful in the lorries. I was hit by a lorry.
Oh,
It's quite a
that's what you were
life-changing
hit by.
experience.
Okay.
Quite a
Okay.
life-changing experience.
Yeah. Wow. What is a lesson that you learned that would be a great takeaway for the audience today?
No matter how bleak life appears, always look forward.
Yeah, time is short. You have it.
I'm very resilient.
Yeah. No, I think that's incredible. Tell us again where people can find all your books.
Well, I only have one that's
Oh.
not in limited edition.
Okay.
The five of them were in limited edition.
Okay.
And they're scattered throughout the northwest of England through charity shops and friends. The one book that people can get their hands on generally is Wattpad e-book publishing site. Barry Dix, The Bizarre and Enchanting Life. That's
Okay.
Barry Dix, Delta Echo, Kilo, Sierra.
Perfect. And that's in the show notes for you guys. So Barry, there's a part of the show where I tell people what I think makes them special. And I mean, I imagine I didn't get the details of your story, but it sounds incredibly big, and I'm sure it is something that you have wrestled with because of your resilience, because you're still here. You show me that you didn't shut down. You went inside, you questioned, you observed, and you turned something painful into something people can feel. You found a voice through another artistic expression. I think that's amazing. And just being there to remind people that understanding isn't always clean, but it matters, I think that's powerful. And the fact that you want to help people through this experience is exactly kind of what God has called us here to do. To everyone listening, not everything you go through is meant to be easy to explain, but that doesn't mean it's meaningless. God meets you even in the questions, even in the confusion, even in the places you're still trying to understand. So I just am going to tell you to be honest and be aware and be willing. Like Barry, to wrestle with truth. And remember, your mess is your message. Even the parts that don't make sense yet, even the thoughts that you've questioned or the seasons that felt isolating, that's where your voice is formed. And you've been feeling that pull to use your voice to tell your story, to make meaning out of what you've lived. That's what I do. I help you take your story, turn it into something that actually impacts people. Whether that becomes a podcast, a platform, or something bigger, we build it the right way. So if you're ready to stop holding on to your story, please come and work with me. If this episode made you think, please share it. Okay. Someone wants to hear Barry's story. They want to get resourced. They want his books. I want you guys to be able to have access to him. And you know, people we don't. So please share the show, leave a review. And if you're ready for the hot seat, please come tell me why you're special. Barry, it was such a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for being willing to sit in the hot seat today.
Thank you very much. I think you're a great talker.
Thank
You're
you.
quite confident and a lovely experience. I should certainly mark complete and give you a review. All right.
Absolutely.
Is that there?